Who had a chance to go to the Thursday night meeting, the 316 meeting in Wichita with the bad weather? Come up here, Eric. Come on. You come up here. Tell us. Well, I was going to say something about it, but tell us about it. What happened? What did we do? It was horrible weather and NCAA. And we still pulled it off, man.
And people still showed up. Because we love to pray. We're kind of weird like that. But yeah, a lot of people came out and prayed. And we're just really interceding for our city, that God would move, that people would be saved, and the Holy Spirit would touch lives. And there's so much going on. There's outreaches all over you can get involved in. But we just spent a lot of time in prayer, and it was so good. A lot of testimonies. One testimony I'd like to share, a pastor had some painters at his house, contract workers, and the guy approached him. He heard that he was a pastor, and he said, "Hey, I've been having this dream over and over again. There's a man in white in my dream, and he's riding a white horse, and he's breaking the sky, and there's angels around and clouds, and like it's light. Like, what's going on? What is this?
Who is this guy?
You know?" And the pastor's like, "That's a slam dunk, I can tell you." And so he shared with him who that is and what that's all about. A few days later, the guy said, "I want to follow Jesus." And so the Holy Spirit's moving. Yeah, praise God. The dreams are happening not just in the Middle East, but all over this world. So let's join with the Holy Spirit and partner with him, see what he's doing. So,
amen. So good. So Josh Engel led that meeting. Wave there, Josh, if you would. He's got a conference coming up at the end of April called Become Love, April 21st and 22nd. All about just practical advice, helps, leadership in sharing your faith, evangelism. If you've been like me and that's been a struggle for you in the past, I highly encourage you to take some time, even for one of those days, to go out there and bless yourself at that conference.